Well, hello, you guys, and welcome to We're Podding This Together. It's the podcast where we spend 3 years watching Disney Channel original movies and then 1 year watching whatever movie we want. And I think we're all a little better for it. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lori.
I'm Indoni.
I'm John.
Shit, I knew it was going to happen.
Just edit that. Do you want me to introduce us?
Yeah.
We're not editing this. We've got Lori, we've got Dustin, we've got Joshua, we've got Andoni. The whole gang is back together. Here we are. It's our 4-year anniversary, our 200th episode. Woo. You can watch us on facebook.com/poddingthistogether.
No, just pod together.
Pod together too. You can go to that one too. It'll get you there too. Or only. And you can watch us eat cake and celebrate. And we played a fun game called Guess Which Movie Grossed More. We're going to do a bracket of the movies that we've watched in the last year-ish, mostly since Dustin's joined, exclusively since Dustin's joined, actually. So yeah, we're going to do a bracket to see which is the best movie we've watched because we don't rank them anymore.
Whoa. So
we have to have some way for Richie Rich's Christmas Wish to be the best.
Please, okay. No.
Okay.
So let's start. Lori, you're going to be the dungeon master for this.
Yes. Okay. First up. So I put all the movies in here and then I made it shuffle. So they're not like with anything specific. So it seems like the most fair way, I think. First up, we have Raise Your Voice versus Mars Attacks. And we'll each just vote for which one we think is best. And then that one goes on. Like, brackets do.
Okay, and might get a little heated.
we need a voting turn order so that we like know how to do it each time instead of like
we'll do what's on my screen. It's me, Josh, Brandon, Andoni, Dustin.
Okay,
well, what's yours, Lori? Are you voting?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, then vote.
Oh, okay. Mars Attacks.
Y'all know how much I like Raise Your Voice, but I know no one else liked it, so I guess I'll go Mars Attacks as well.
Follow your heart. Yeah. Which one's your favorite, man?
Raise your voice and tell us your truth.
I know.
If you vote Raise Your Voice, you might have more support than you think.
Oh,
wink.
But like, I know subjectively Mars Attacks is a better movie.
No, like, just pick which one you'd rather like. You
oh
like.
My god,
I'd rather watch Josh.
I want Hillary Duff to do well, okay?
Like, we're bullying
one for Raise Your Voice. I'm gonna go ahead and say I'd probably rather watch Mars Attacks.
Oh my.
I would also prefer to watch Mars Attacks. Yep.
Okay.
I like how we just bullied Josh.
did Dustin
you're wrong.
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks.
Oh. So okay. No one supported me in
so
my decision.
If I hadn't recently watched Giants. Raise Your Voice, I would have maybe agreed with you that Raise Your Voice would be the choice. But I know.
You want to watch her brother die all over again?
God.
Clueless is my vote for Clueless versus Little Giants.
I'm going to skip Josh.
It's 100% Clueless.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I'm going to say Little Giants just because Clueless had a lot of little slurs in there that I didn't need.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, well, now you made me feel bad, but I haven't watched it recently enough.
I guess I blocked that out, but I'm going to say Clueless. Also, I don't know that I've ever seen Little Giants all the way through.
Dustin, it's down to you. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I don't think I was like pretty sure Clueless won. So I'm going to say Little Giants just because I like football, of course. So.
Just to give it a little. Gremlins versus Josie and the Pussycats. This one is actually very difficult.
It is very hard.
Let's go backwards. That way Dustin's vote counts sometimes. So we'll go Dustin, Andoni, Brandon, Josh, me.
Okay,
cool.
I liked both of that. Like both of those were like really fun episodes too. But I used to love, I gotta go Gremlins. I love Gremlins.
This is really difficult. I love.
This one got serious.
I love like, oh both God. Of these movies as a kid. But I think for sheer camp and like cult enjoyment, Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Gremlins was a little too exhausting for me near the end. It got a little long and I'm probably going to have to go with Josie on this one.
We don't need your full in-depth review here, Brandon.
I'm putting it to bed.
I would also do Josie and the Pussycats. I actually had not watched Gremlins before you guys listened to it or did it on the podcast.
Oh, wow. Have you seen it since?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I'm going to go with Gremlins. I think it's one of my favorite movies. Gizmo's adorable. Mm-hmm. Okay. But
Josie, it's still good.
Go see.
Brandon, where's your Gizmo?
He's up there.
Okay, we got Legally Blonde versus Richie Rich's Christmas. Oh,
which let me start. Richie Rich.
Legally Blonde is my vote. Josh?
Oh, I just watched Richie Rich's Christmas Adventure, so I have to say Legally Blonde, and Richie Rich doesn't have a chance.
Christmas Adventure? How dare you?
Brandon?
I said Richie Rich, and I said it loud.
Just so obnoxious.
Andoni, it's your turn.
Legally Blonde, because I've never seen the other one. I mean, I am half tempted just to like give Brandon some support in this stupid thing.
Don't encourage him.
I'm going to punish him for trolling Josh. Legally Blonde.
I'm not the only one that trolled Josh. Legally
Blonde, for sure. No, we all did, but I'm trying to absolve myself.
Oh, Dustin, did I not let you vote?
I voted for Legally Blonde as well.
We got Batman Returns versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the ooze one.
The Dustin, ooze
one. The ooze one. That's disgusting.
Dustin, you're the expert on this, basically.
Wax on, wax off. Secret of the Ooze, of course.
Which one's Batman Returns?
It's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito.
Oh,
the penguin.
Oh, God, that movie makes me disgusted. And also, like, I really like it because Michelle Pfeiffer is iconic. Yeah, let's say Batman Returns.
I'm going to go with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Josh?
I was never into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for some reason, but I loved Batman. It was cool.
I am the tiebreaker. I have all the power. Does anybody want to, like, try to get me to their side?
Are you just going
to
abstain from voting?
I'm
there's only
Batman.
One Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze, and there are like 1,000 Batmans.
Yeah, but there's only one Batman with Danny DeVito's little penguin butt.
It's so flat. Well, it's like when they made Batman's armor, they're like, you know what this needs? Anatomically nipples. Correct nipples.
So Batman wins, you say?
Yeah. Batman, just because of Danny DeVito's butt?
Yep, 100%.
Just because?
Yep, that, literally just butt.
That is going to slaughter this bracket, to be honest. Every time that comes up.
Danny DeVito's tiny cheeks. What? His little cake.
Reese Witherspoon versus Danny DeVito's little butt.
You'd be like, man, I really like The Fifth Element. I'll be like, but the little butt cheeks. You'd be like, you're right, man. Okay, do we even need to vote on this one?
No.
It's from Justin McKinney, right?
We do not need to vote on this.
I've never seen A League of Their Own, but it has my vote.
You literally watched it with me.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
You did it for the podcast.
Clearly,
I always think
clearly from the title is much more memorable and should win.
You did both of these movies with me.
I blanked it out. I always think it's A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen for some reason.
Oh,
I put that movie on instead of A League of Their Own at first. Right? I was like, this seems wrong.
We should do
it's easy movie. To confuse.
We should.
But I vote for that.
But we don't need to vote for this, right? It's just
this is now turned into a dictatorship.
Okay, well, vote. Everybody vote then.
A League of Their Own is better than From Justin to Kelly.
No, I agree.
Let me put From Justin to Kelly to bed and to say, Kelly Clarkson, I really like you a whole lot.
Yeah.
But the movie isn't as good as your voice. Then we're doing you a favor.
Okay, Fifth Element versus Bring It On.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Who goes first? I think Dustin goes first now.
Oh, no. Just like the guy in our chat, Bruce Willis. Fifth Element.
It's Andoni's
turn. It was my birthday movie because Lori forced me to pick a birthday movie. I'm going to have to go with Fifth Element. It's literally one of my favorite movies of all time.
As far as movies I'd rather watch today, The Fifth Element.
Ooh.
I think we know our answer now. Fifth Element is fun. Bring It On was okay, but I've seen it too much.
Lori voted Bring It On.
I voted. I know it has its problems, but like that movie was like one of my favorite movies growing up, and I still like appreciate it for what it is. Like if I had to pick one of those to watch right now, sometimes I wouldn't watch Fifth Element, but like Bring It On, if it were put on, like I'd probably watch it whenever.
I would also watch Bring It On right now, but
it has Burt's cold in here. It is a great cast. I might vote for Bring It On. We'll give that one 2 votes.
Wait, are you voting twice?
No, we're taking one away from Fifth Element.
It still wins, though. Fifth Element goes on.
Yes. Unless we can convince. Okay, moving on.
Can you imagine if it was Bring It On versus Legally Blonde? That would be so difficult.
Oh.
Glitter versus Spy Kids. I vote for Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
A jillion percent.
Spikins. Spy. I think that's all five votes. Also, I don't Brandon? Know which movie Glitter is.
Yeah.
Glitter is Mariah Carey.
Oh.
We got Home Alone versus Crossroads. I'm going to say I've like binged Schitt's Creek recently, and now seeing Catherine O'Hara in like talking in not a Moira voice, I'm like, why is she talking so normal? What is she doing?
What did she do?
Like, it actually like breaks my brain a little bit.
Kevin!
Yeah. But yeah.
Kevin, we left you.
I don't know, Kevin. Why Kevin thought that was
screaming for him. Yeah. Yeah, Home Alone wins, right?
Yeah.
There's no.
I mean, it's not even.
I mean, I am going to give like my favorite movie ever. But that's because I went on a vacation with my friend, a little gaycation in California. And we purposely, while we were driving from LA to Vegas and like stopped overnight, we watched Crossroads because it just felt right.
Oh.
With like Dan Aykroyd's like weird little character and like.
I don't remember it really. This was like 6 years
ago. I thought you were going to say you stopped off and did like a karaoke show. To Britney Spears.
And
songs.
I got all, what happens? They like win the money that they need to fix the car. Yeah, that.
They do one song and then they win like $500.
That absolutely happened to me. I'm an excellent singer.
Okay, we got American Tale versus Edward Scissorhands. Ooh. I am voting for Edward because I have not seen an American Tale.
I think Edward Scissorhands is way more iconic.
I don't love Edward Scissorhands. I think it's a little too weird. And I've never seen American Tale, but from the podcast, it sounds like a wonderful movie. I'm giving it to American Tale.
I'm going to say Edward Scissorhands because I'm fun and cool. But
I'm
going to
say American Tale.
Which one, Dustin?
Ooh.
American Tale deserves two votes. So I'm...
Hoosiers versus Whippet.
Hooters.
Dustin, you're up.
Because of that great speech, Brandon, that lady gave in the movie Hoosiers, she's like, guys, I just have something to say. I think you, we should give it a chance. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so, no,
it's gotta be Hoosiers. It's gotta be.
I have not seen Hoosiers or Whippet. It's Whippet.
Okay, this is Dustin's movie pick versus mine. Whippet is like my favorite movie. It's so fun. I gotta go to Whippet.
I also love Whippet. That was my little indie emo phase movie.
I haven't seen either of these, but I like that Drew Barrymore made with it. So
you would love the shorts in Hoosiers, though.
That's true.
Tell me more.
If I were you, I would vote for Hoosiers.
No.
Okay.
Spice World versus Beetlejuice. I vote for Spice World. It's horrible, but like the cast in it is like, it knows what it is. It's like, that's it.
Only ever seen Beetlejuice, so I guess I have to vote for that one.
This is like the most perfectly like matched up match on this entire bracket. I don't know if I can vote.
You want to be the tiebreaker?
I want to be the tiebreaker, please.
If there has to be one.
Oh no. Yes. I am in the same position as Brandon. They're so like diametrically opposed and so good.
I have to go Beetlejuice because of Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, I'm gonna say Spice World because it deserves more.
Yeah, that was tough though.
They're both really good at what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved Spice World in the worst way.
It's like, it's not good. It's like one where people are like, should I watch it? You're like, yes, but there's like an asterisk next to the S. You're like, yeah.
Don't expect a good movie.
Okay. Here's the real hard one. We got Nightmare Before Christmas versus Christmas with the Cranks.
I think we know where this is gonna go.
Yeah, let's not talk about Mr.
We just need a Nightmare Before Christmas. Please.
Yeah, let's just
where's the Brady Bunch movie?
Has that been posted?
No, it wins though. Dang it.
Yeah, I just went through Anchor. Okay, so round two, Cool Runnings versus Mars Attacks. I think Dustin goes first.
Ooh, both of those, like, I definitely watched, like, as a kid and liked them. I kind of liked your, like, was Cool Runnings when you guys did, like, the DIY thing?
Yes.
Because I'm kind of feeling that. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, Cool Runnings, let's go.
Also, why do I not remember this DIY thing when I was on the Cool Runnings episode?
It was like you were talking about like the, oh, we're gonna get an IKEA hack for your mansion. And you guys like kept going back to it. You'd like talk about the movie and then be like, oh my god, but what if we took a chandelier and put it like spray painted
okay,
it?
I remember now. Oh my god, this this podcast, this part-time unpaid job is a real fever dream.
Yes.
Do you remember this thing you said? You're like, no.
No, not at all. No. Was it funny? At least.
Very.
Then I it was. Fully take credit for it because it came out of my mouth.
Brandon? All right. I got a Dustin said it best. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Come on, y'all. It's bobsled time.
It's podcast.
Okay. Like, I don't know what this means.
As someone who just watched this movie, I don't want to watch it again. Please, Mars Attacks.
And the tiebreaker. Oh. I like Mars Attacks, but I like the Cool Runnings episode enough that I'm going to let it go.
Oh.
You guys were really funny on that one.
I feel like the Mars Attacks episode probably wasn't great in comparison because there's like so many like storylines happening.
Yeah, with Tim Burton stuff, I feel like it wasn't necessarily a great choice for stuff to talk about.
It was that was a fever dream movie. Yeah. That was
okay. We got Clueless versus Josie and the Pussycat. How do you?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my! Their gay hearts just exploded. Oh my god!
I'm voting for Clueless, if nothing else, for Brittany Murphy's character through the entire thing.
You're a virgin who can't drive.
Yeah, Clueless, that line. Thank you.
I'm going to vote for puppies that turn into dogs who grow old and die. So Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh my God, you are horrible. I don't know. You know what? I think I'm going to vote for Josie and the Pussycats is the best movie ever. Join the cult.
So after everybody's gay hearts exploded, Dustin survived to do the tiebreaker.
Leave it to the heteros. Good.
And I gotta say, I really enjoyed Josie the Pussycats. It like shocked me. So I'm gonna pick Josie and the Pussycats.
It's a good movie. Even the music is great.
It really
is. I feel like this is getting harder. I mean, it makes sense because like the better stuff like gets through, but I'm like Legally Blonde versus Batman Returns. Like I love them both.
Yeah.
For like very different reasons.
Well, Penguin Book. Is it all about the Penguin Book?
It is. Like, I think it's going to win. I go first, right?
If you're randomly deciding which order we go in.
So. Well, no, I've just been going, like, my order on my screen and then flipping it. So that way, like, Dustin isn't just like, oh, my vote doesn't count, like, every single time.
Yeah.
Well, you went first on the last one, so let's let Dustin go first on this one.
Okay, so Dustin.
I'm aware my vote never counts. It's fine. I'm still upset that Batman Returns beat my Secret of the Ooze, so I'm going Legally
Blonde. Vengeance vote.
I'm a little mad about that,
too. I would watch Legally Blonde any day of the week.
But then Penguin Cheeks.
Legally Blonde.
Oh no. Lori's gay little heart.
Oh, I know how to perm my hair. Okay.
Oh my God. Legally Blonde. You guys hate Michelle Pfeiffer. You just can't handle a strong woman. It's fine.
What's Legally Blonde then?
It's like Eminem said, this is no movie. There's no Michelle Pfeiffer.
That was the lamest you have ever sounded in your entire life.
It's no movie. It's no Michelle Pfeiffer. That's not the lyric. Let's move on.
Okay. Fifth Element versus A League of Their Own.
This is hard.
I'm going to be the tiebreaker. I'm using my one time to do that. Josh, you vote first.
What? I think A League of Their Own has more heart to it. And I would watch that when I'm old and dream about the days I used to play baseball with my girls.
I'm going to do that too.
Heart is literally the fifth element.
Seriously.
Raiden?
Yeah, that's League of Their Own.
Oh, what about you two boys?
Fifth Element.
I was going Fifth Element.
Because we have taste. Thank you.
Have you watched A League of Your Own lately? It is so good.
It's been a few years.
Watch it again.
It's on Freeform like every weekend.
You have cable?
No, YouTube TV.
Who pays for YouTube TV? Wow. Isn't that the same thing as YouTube Red?
No, it's cable. But on YouTube. Yeah.
I need sports. That's
oh, God.
This one is really hard also, but probably only for Brandon and I.
Yeah, probably.
So we got Waiting to Exhale and Spy Kids. Like, they're so different. Like, how can you compare these two?
Can I just start the vote, please?
Can you give us a little rundown of Waiting to Exhale? Okay. Because I don't know.
Waiting to Exhale. It's, yes. I think, like five women. It has Whitney Houston. It has, what's her name? The car lighter on fire?
Angela Bassett.
Oh.
Okay. So it's like basically the story of these like five women. They're friends and they have a bunch of like love drama. Like Angela Bassett's husband on New Year's Eve, after she's already dressed up, has her makeup on. He's like, I'm not taking you. I'm taking my mistress, and dumps her ass. So later, nice. She lights his car on fire.
Wait, was this in musical month?
No, it was like women friendship, I think. Like we did Crossroads and stuff. But okay, when her car, when the car's on fire, the cops show up and they're like, ma'am, do you know there's a car on fire outside your house? And she's like, it's not illegal to burn garbage.
Mm. Wow. So wait, good. It's it Real Housewives movie form.
But I'm gonna vote for Spy Kids. I'm sorry, Brandon.
Are you serious? Wait, you're kidding, right? No, oh my god,
I love Waiting to Exhale, but Spy Kids, like I've thought about it so much since we watched it. Like I cannot stop telling people to watch it because it is so fucking good.
Lori, okay, I thought this was our thing, but Waiting to Exhale gets my vote.
Vote for Waiting to Exhale for Yay, Brandon.
Thank you.
Spy Kids.
They throw an orange.
Yeah, Spy Kids, he goes poo, and then the robot voice goes, now flush your poop.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. I'm not mad.
Oh my god.
It's really, really good.
I've never seen Waiting to Exhale, but I love Angela Bassett.
If Spy Kids goes out this round, I will
but
die.
It has to be Spy Kids, because I loved that movie as a kid.
That's fair. Spy Kids. I need to tell everybody to like just give Waiting to Exhale a chance.
Where is it available?
No idea.
Where did you watch it?
Probably somewhere I don't want to say on a recording.
No.
I might have bought it on Amazon. I don't know.
You should. It's worth paying. It's really good.
I may have rented it.
Oh my God. It's not really, really good.
Where is Spy Kids available? That's the more important question.
Yeah.
I think I rented it from the library. No, I didn't. I have now, though, because I want to watch the special feature.
Oh my God.
Okay, we got Home Alone versus Edward Scissorhands.
Home Alone. Hard.
Yeah.
Who else got the vote?
Home Alone.
Me. Home Alone.
I got Home Alone.
Home Alone.
I'd rather watch that.
Whip It versus Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You
just know that if Beetlejuice wins, then it'll be Home Alone versus Beetlejuice. We got that Catherine O'Hara.
Oh. Double. Well, now you're like forcing us to vote that way.
I'm not. I just pointed something out.
Home Alone still has to go through Spy Kids, so it's not even fair.
Oh, you're right. I forgot how brackets work.
Which brackets?
What are we thinking?
Who's
I this is so much. Josh. I'm gonna vote for Beetlejuice.
I like how we're not going in order at all anymore.
Yeah, I got tired of being accused of just randomly going anywhere.
I have to do Whip It. I'd rather watch that.
I have to do Whip It too.
You have to do Whip It, Brandon.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. At this point in my life, I need things that are uplifting, and I think Whip It is more uplifting.
Yeah, but in Beetlejuice, you find out you like get to die, which is
you get to die.
It's a real upper.
You die, and then you still have to do a job in the afterlife.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm missing a vote from somebody.
Oh, I voted for Beetlejuice, but
oh, you
voted.
Also Beetlejuice is creepy.
I love creepy.
He's creepy.
He yells with like coconut. Stuck in his
can't
mouth.
Believe Beetlejuice just lost.
So I guess we're all feeling a little like edgy and indie right now.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Goofy movie. I'm jumping in there.
I've never seen a Goofy movie.
It's so cute.
It is really good. I would rather watch Goofy
movie. And the music like really slaps.
I need to watch it. That and with it, I like know that I need to watch for the record.
Nightmare Before Christmas just always feels too long. Like, I get it's two holidays, but, like, just choose one.
But when I was in high school, I had there's the version of the soundtrack where Bjork sings Sally's song.
Is that the one where it was, like, Sally. Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco?
Yeah, it was. I still got it.
Wait, this is also a Moira Rose movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she's Sally.
But were there three votes for Goofy? Like,
I forgot that Brandon was like, I hate Sally. She's the worst character ever. And Dustin was like, it's Catherine O'Hara. And Brandon's like, Sally's so great.
I love her.
Oh, and she was also, she was Beryl too, the little witch girl.
Oh, I didn't know
I that. Think so. I'm pretty sure.
I feel like we should do a Catherine O'Hara month, but like we've watched We've so
unintentionally
many movies
of her we've done it.
Did it.
Okay.
So, Cool Runnings. I'm voting for Josie and the Pussycats.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
Is that all five? Wow. I wonder if that movie's going to be the winner.
Maybe.
It could be.
It won't be.
We got Legally Blonde versus A League of Their Own.
Legally Blonde, I'm going to say.
I think I have to go with Legally Blonde too.
I'm like not thrilled with how this bracket's going. Yeah.
It's really becoming very gay.
Like, democracy? I'm actually voting for Legally Blonde too.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with this one. I'm just saying, I think everyone's going to be like Women Power Month movie, like, which is fine.
I'm sorry. Are you going to say something wrong about that?
No, it's fine.
Women
it's
have just... enough power, I
think. Yeah. Women, do they need any more?
I'm going to take a step back.
Okay, who hasn't voted? I need vote. One more. Even though it doesn't matter.
Brandon.
Who voted League of Their Own? I vote Legally Blonde.
Oh, what?
What you just said. Like,
wait, okay.
No, I said who voted for A League of Their Own?
Me. I really liked that movie. It was really cute. And Gina Davis is good.
It's a really good movie, but it's just like, it's actually very long.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. Legally Blonde wins.
Spy Kids versus Home Alone. I'm going for Spy Kids. Like, it wins my heart.
I think Spy Kids.
Are you serious? It's that good?
It's so clever. It's so funny. Watch it. Watch it. It's so good.
Okay, but I'm throwing my vote directly at Home Alone.
Okay.
Me too.
Oh,
I get like Home Alone is like a better movie, but like
a better movie. Then you voted Home Alone.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I voted Spy Kids. Oh, you vote Home Alone, and Donnie, mm-hmm. did you vote?
No, this is uncomfortable pressure, but I think I'm gonna have to say Spy Kids.
Hold on. Okay, thank
do
you.
And Donnie, do you hate Christmas? And
yes, I'm an atheist. Thank you.
He's the general more on Christmas.
Are you serious? How is Lori going to tell me she doesn't like doing kids movies?
Spy Kids. They have references to Machete, so it's a grown-up movie.
What are you talking about? There's no references to Machete.
Yeah, no, there is. Danny Trejo's in it, and his brand is like Machete, like spy gear.
What?
It's the same universe.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
So it's in the same universe as...
Yes. What?
Is that also with Death Proof?
Uncle. Yeah.
Oh, no, Planet Terror.
I think it's like... Yeah, I think it's like his, yeah, like Robert Rodriguez does the whole like.
Wow. Thing. That's interesting.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
That makes it better.
I know.
Goofy movie.
Whip It.
Okay, we have to say what it is. Because this is listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got Whip It versus a Goofy movie.
Sorry,
okay, I haven't seen either of these, so like convince me.
Okay, a Goofy movie is adorable father son bonding with. Like hilarious shenanigans and Goofy being Goofy, and also like killer music soundtrack. That fucking slaps.
Sing me one of the songs.
I can't, but I can play it for you.
When you're on the open road. Yeah.
I'm on the open
road. A store.
But really, like the Powerline songs are so fucking good.
Maxi. I'm gonna go with. Okay, can I say the bottom half of this bracket was loaded with my favorite movies?
Oh, I'm having to like,
I'm having to kill my darlings. I'm gonna go for Goofy though.
Hell yeah!
I'm gonna vote for Whip It just because it holds a special.
Whip It was good. It does really bring up a lot of nostalgia and feelings of like really being into indie and emo and punk in like middle and high school. Mm-hmm. But
doesn't matter, Goofy.
It just doesn't make me feel. Yeah. Good, like Goofy movie does.
Yeah.
So we have two like kid movies down here, and, like Women's Power up top.
Okay, so we got Josie and the Pussycats versus Legally Blonde. I am voting for Josie and the Pussycats.
I love you, Josie.
Yeah.
Two for Josie.
Yeah, it's gonna have to go. I'm just gonna have to be Josie.
Yeah. I think it's gotta be Josie. I mean, the Bend and Snap is good, but. Du jour means family, so
Reese deserves at least one vote.
One for Legally Blonde, that does not matter because the Pussycats win.
Du jour means Josie and the Pussycats.
Spike I will fight you. Goofy movie. I will come to dead near Denver and I will punch you.
Spy Kids versus Goofy. Goofy movie is better in every regard, even though I haven't seen Spy Kids.
What? You've never seen it?
You've never seen Goofy?
No, but I don't know. Like,
okay, I have seen Spy Kids. I just don't remember it.
That's fine.
Spy Kids.
Two for Spy Kids.
Dustin, would you want to put my vote for Goofy down there?
I actually haven't seen Spy Kids in a long time either, so I gotta go Goofy.
Oh, I will die.
You're breaking the system so that we can't vote. Because I watched it recently, I'm gonna have to say Goofy movie.
Okay.
Did you just add six votes to Spy Kids?
Listeners, Lori is stuffing the ballot box.
Yeah. What if? You can call me USPS.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, this is hard. That was hard.
Oh, no.
You guys.
How did it come to this?
Have fun Josie... picking between Josie and Goofy movie, you dweebs. You did this.
Oh, my God.
Spy Kids versus Josie.
You did.
I mean,
is the best movie ever okay. just Josie and the Pussycats?
I think so.
That's where I'm going.
Josie and the Pussycats is the most bitchy movie ever during the cold.
I mean, yeah. I'm giving my vote to a Goofy movie because I just loved it, but I'm okay with Josie if it has to be that
it's
way.
It's Josie for me.
Josie.
Wow.
Wait, someone didn't vote. Oh.
Here we go. We got it.
Oh my God. Wait, why didn't it?
Champion is Josie.
Why is it showing that it won?
It's not showing the winner.
Well, I mean, that is it.
Even the bracket's like, are you sure, guys? Oh, my God.
Because Goofy
you had
slaps.
So many options.
Why isn't it doing it?
Well,
it doesn't need to. They won.
Dustin
it wants us to choose Home Alone.
Dustin, how does sports know. Work? We don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Just write it in.
How it wants us to choose Home Alone.
Here we go. Here's your bracket.
Well, listeners, really with a 4-1 vote, it's a tie.
Spy Kids 1 came out of nowhere.
It's actually Mars Attacks. Weird.
Oh, man. Is it Raise Your Voice coming out of nowhere?
Yes.
So Josie and the Pussycats is our favorite movie of the last 6 months.
And what's our least favorite movie? Is it from Justin to Kelly?
I think so.
That or Raise Your Voice might be.
I think Glitter is worse. Like, I think yeah, Justin to Kelly like knew it was bullshit. Glitter was like trying to be a thing.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not Raise Your Voice because Josh voted for Raise Your Voice.
I did. It has at least one vote.
Oh, cool.
Those were all the movies we took a look at. It's been more fun to choose different movies that we think we're going to like. And then it's usually either like, yes, this is great, or oh no, no.
Oh no, no.
Oh no, 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 yeah. No, no.
I guess now we decided recently, we can say it here, that we're going to stick to movies from the years I already forgot about going forward.
95
to 2010.
Yep. That's our window. So we're only going to watch movies through that time period. So no more
unless
Brandon watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Yeah.
Unless we can compel everyone else to agree with us on a movie choice, which we've definitely already done.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, if you want to see your favorite movies on next year's bracket, let us know. You can
just said that.
Send it to Twitter at Podding This Together.
Podding Together, know this.
Somebody else do it. I'm not that good at this.
It's so confusing.
Hold on. I'll pull up the actual sheet because I also know that.
Podding Together, facebook.com/podding. That's too much editing for you. Okay, guys, if you want to see your favorite movie on next year's bracket, let us know at Twitter at Podding Together, facebook.com/poddingtogether. Email us at poddingthistogether@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, like, subscribe, tell your best friend. I've told all my best friends, and they're all here with me now.
We're not friends.
Tell
bye.
Oh.
Bye.
No.